Today I'm going to present some results from our 2010 FDA Food Safety Survey, which, as Sarah mentioned, is a consumer survey. And the questions I'm going to be talking about today have to do with use of a microwave in the home. And I don't have any financial disclosure. To give you a little bit of background on the topic, there have been a few outbreaks of salmonellosis from frozen stuffed raw chicken products, for example, in October of 2008, and from chicken pot pies, like in October 2007. And in these cases, consumers may not have realized that that these products were not intended for a microwave, that they were intended to be heated in a conventional oven, and may have used a microwave to prepare them, even when there were no microwave instructions. And they may have perceived these products to be already pre-cooked because they were like breaded or browned. So they may not have realized that they were actually like a raw chicken product. And so we did a series of focus groups to start with, and then the survey, to find out, do consumers understand that some frozen entrees contain raw meat or poultry? Do consumers follow the cooking instructions on these products? And do they know the wattage of their microwave? Prior to conducting the telephone survey, we conducted focus groups to help design the survey questions. Focus groups are guided discussions led by a trained moderator to elicit the range of people's opinions and attitudes about a subject. And we conducted 8 focus groups in 2009 in 4 U.S. cities. We were in Bethesda, Maryland, Raleigh, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, and Dallas, Texas. About 8 to 10 adults participated per group. And our main findings from these groups are that participants use microwaves mainly for reheating and preparing frozen entrees, and in general, they don't think that they're cooking like raw meat and poultry. And they mentioned concerns related to microwave safety use, having to do with the use of plastic when they reheat food in the microwave, and about uneven heating, like hot and cold spots when heating in the microwave. Most consumers said that they knew there are differences in power between microwaves, and they adjust the cooking time for those needs, but most did not know the wattage of the microwave. And most people in these groups said that they read the cooking instructions on frozen entrees. Most participants also thought that the meat or poultry in frozen entrees was already pre-cooked. And if the meat was raw, they thought it would be very well labeled. A few were familiar with products like a chicken cordon bleu that could not be cooked in the microwave, but a few mentioned that they might still microwave that type of product because it's more convenient than heating in a conventional oven. Based on the findings of these focus groups, like I said, we added questions about use of the microwave to the 2010 Food Safety Survey. The Food Safety Survey is a telephone survey. It uses a national list-assisted sample, and it's done in all 50 states, including the district. We fielded the survey from December 2009 through February 2010, and we had a total of 4,568 adults respond to the survey. We were primarily interested in looking at the demographic relationships between microwave usage, and all the relationships that I'm going to show in the next few slides are the bivariate relationships, but I've also looked at them using regression models with all the demographics in the model to see that the ones I'm presenting are significant when controlling for the other demographics. So the first set of slides, these are going to be frequencies and crosstabs, and it looks at the effect of age, race, income, gender, having children in the household, working status, and I'm just displaying the significant results. And again, all of these answers are self-reported. So this slide shows the frequency of how often people prepare frozen entrees in the microwave. The question said, and the next few questions ask about frozen food entrees like frozen pizzas, pot pies, and TV dinners. How often do you prepare frozen food entrees in the microwave? Would you say daily, weekly, monthly, less than one time per month, or never? And as you can see, the most common answers are weekly and never. Here's the same question broken out by age categories, and we have 4 age categories, ages 18 to 30, 31 to 45, 46 to 65, and 66 and older. And you can see that those who are 30 or less, that's the 18 to 30, the green category, are more likely to prepare these entrees in the daily and in the weekly boxes. And those who are 66 and older are least likely to prepare. They're in the black, in the never category. This, again, is the same question, but looking at it by race, ethnicity. And you can see that Hispanics are the least likely to prepare these types of products, and whites are the most likely to prepare. This next section is about self-reported behaviors, knowledge, and perceptions related to microwave use. Again, these are frequencies and crosstab analysis, and it, just to keep in mind, these are the base for these questions is of people who prepare frozen entrees, so people who say never weren't asked these questions. And again, always keep in mind, these are self-reported answers. The first question in this section that we asked is, how often do you follow the instructions for frozen food entrees for heating them in the microwave? Would you say always, often, sometimes, and never? As you can see, over 76% reported that they always follow the instructions. We broke this out by age, and we see that 46 to 65 and 66 and older are more likely to always report following the instructions. And finally, we broke this out by income and found that those with household incomes less than 30,000 were least likely to report following the instructions. And finally, we saw there was an effect of gender, with females slightly more likely to say they follow the instructions. We asked all the respondents, do you know the wattage of your microwave? And similar to what we found in the focus groups, the majority, 70%, said they did not, 26% said yes, and 4% said they didn't own one or didn't know. Again, we found that males are more likely to say they know the wattage of their microwave. And then there's an age effect, with those that are older more likely to know the wattage than those that are younger. And finally, we asked people, if I do not follow the cooking instructions when preparing frozen food entrees containing meat or poultry, I could get sick. And 83% agreed with that statement. And again, we broke it out by age. And we found that younger adults are more likely to perceive that following the instructions is an important for preventing illness. This question looked at the people's perception of whether frozen entrees contained only pre-cooked meat or if they could contain raw meat as well. And the question was, of all the frozen food entrees containing meat or poultry, about how many of them contain meat or poultry that is already pre-cooked? Would you say all, most, some, or none? And 31% believe that all frozen entrees contain pre-cooked meat or poultry. And again, we broke this out by age, and the youngest were more likely to think that all frozen entrees contained the pre-cooked meat. And by race, we found that blacks and other races were more likely to think that all these products contained pre-cooked meat. And finally, by income, we found that those with higher income are more likely to think that all or most contain pre-cooked meat. So finally, in conclusion, just to sum up kind of all the slides that I've shown, there's a range of frequency in how often people say they prepare frozen entrees in the microwave, but young adults, which I mean those less than 30, prepare them relatively more frequently, and Hispanics are relatively less likely to prepare. The majority of people say that they always follow the instructions, when preparing these types of foods. Older adults and females more likely to agree with that. And those making less than $30,000 in the household are least likely. And only 26% claim they know their microwave wattage, and males and those who are older are more likely to know. Again, self-reported behavior related may not be what they actually behave, especially for the following the instructions. There's certainly the potential for social desirability for people to say that they always do the correct behavior. And again, in conclusion, 83% agree that not following cooking instructions can result in illness, and those age 31 to 45 were slightly less likely to agree. And there's a range of responses to how many people perceive that frozen food entrees contain already pre-cooked meat or poultry, but the youngest, blacks and other races, higher incomes, and those higher incomes are more likely to believe that all has been pre-cooked. And we're going to continue to look at these data, and future analysis will hopefully include regression models to see which variables have the strongest effect and to include other explanatory variables in the model, such as food safety risk perception. But just one last slide about what we think are the implications from this research is that clear instructions for cooking and heating times on frozen foods should be there, and it should be clearly labeled if the product contains raw meat or poultry. And microwave wattage labeled on microwaves in a similar location might be useful for people. And education on the importance of following instructions, microwave instructions for product safety is also important. And I wanted to, that's all my slides, say thank you, and of course acknowledge my co-authors, who I meant to do at the beginning. Eva Carlton is sitting here in the audience with me, and my other co-author is Linda Verrill. So thank you very much.